The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog that you can find right here at plantersplace.com. I have a vast collection of blog posts, all very interesting and all about vegetable gardening and other stuff, some fruit too, but you get the general idea. Okay, today we are talking about asparagus. And not just any asparagus. We are talking about the fall maintenance and care of asparagus. So, you know, you might be harvesting the dickens out of your summer crops in August. I am recording this in August. So you might have a treasure trove of zucchinis and tomatoes and eggplants and peppers and watermelons and gosh, all these things. But I hope you have not been overlooking your asparagus. So, you know, it's common to only have eyes for asparagus when it is pretty much the only thing in the garden in early spring. And then once you harvest it, there's other stuff coming along and you quickly push it out of your mind. And, you know, it's the next shiny thing, right? Well, I want you to bring your attention back to your asparagus. Hopefully you have left, or you had left, a few asparagus spears back in the springtime. You left them there so that they can grow. They will grow into these tall, frilly, ferny stalks. They're really pretty, actually. Some of them might even have little red berries on them. Very cool. So why you leave those there is so that the these ferny leaves can photosynthesize, make sugars and food, and send it down to the roots. And the roots, very important for them to get some energy so that they can hang out in the ground during the wintertime, kind of hibernating, being dormant, so that they can come back up next spring. That's why you leave some spears. So, but at this time of year, August, end of August, September, those asparagus ferny stalks are just about to turn yellow. And if not now, then very soon. So they're not, you know, they're not dying. Well, actually they are dying, but your asparagus crowns, your asparagus plant is just, you know, settling in, for the season. It is shedding off its summer clothing, getting ready for the winter. So one of the first steps that you take in maintaining your asparagus for the fall is you cut those stalks down to just about level with the ground, maybe a couple of inches above, just so you know where the plants are. You will want to remove any of this yellowy or dead or dying foliage and just toss it onto the compost pile. Doing this, removing all of that debris, will prevent any diseases from overwintering. It will prevent pests from like finding a home and settling in there, so that so if you remove everything, all of these diseases and pests should be mitigated. Now, here's the thing. If you are a seed-saving type of gardener, and I know there are some of you out there, you will be able to harvest some of those seeds, those little red berries, and save them for next year. I don't know how to do it. I have never done it. But if you go to trueseeds.com or sotrueseeds.com. The folks at So True Seeds know about that sort of thing, and they have a nice little tutorial about how to do it. So go check that out. Okay, so what do you do after you cut your asparagus ferny stalks down? Well, you rake away all that dead and dying foliage. I think I said that. And then You add some balanced organic fertilizer or some sort of compost, perhaps, and just sprinkle it around each asparagus crown. This is especially important if you have neglected to fertilize your asparagus patch during the summer. So once you sprinkle the fertilizer or the compost, just water it in gently. Just make sure it's a little bit wet. And then what you do is you lay down some mulch. So your asparagus will love you if you lay down a 3 to 4 inch layer of some sort of mulch. The mulch options are straw, shredded leaves, or compost. Now, if you're like me, you will be having some leaves falling and appearing on your lawn or in your garden sometime very soon. Just shred them up, run them through the lawnmower, that's how I do it, and lay that down over top of your asparagus patch. This will insulate the asparagus crowns and it'll keep the soil from going through cycles of freezing and thawing, or your frost heaves, as they call it. So when your soil expands and then contracts, expands as it thaws and contracts when it freezes, that action could potentially injure your asparagus crowns and any sort of underground roots. The mulch will also hold soil into, or I should say, hold moisture into the soil. That is very important to do. Asparagus crowns in the wintertime are still living things. They need water to survive, even though you can't see them in the wintertime. It's just a fact. Along with everything else, like water your trees occasionally if you have a dry winter, that sort of thing. Everything needs water, right? Okay, so another point here about the mulch is, if this is your asparagus patch's first or second winter, be generous with your mulch. So if I said 3 to 4 inches of mulch, maybe go 4 to 5 or 5 to 6 or something like that. You really want to make sure they are insulated and protected. When they are just 1 or 2 years old, these young crowns are still tender and are quite vulnerable, and they could use that extra protection. So if all goes to plan, when you gently pull away the mulch from the crowns next spring, and you will pull it away, you will not rake it away. So once you do that, you'll see little nubbins of asparagus emerging from the soil. And you know, just the thought of that right now in August, seeing it pop up in spring, it just makes me hopeful for a possibly cold and bleak winter. Well, that's it from me for this episode of Just Veggies. And until next time, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.